12:11 on the Wintrust Business Lunch. This is WGN Radio. John Williams here. John Beaver's on the line, the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm and registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates. What's the number, John? What's the reaction been today?
Well, we've got the market in a pickle as a result of inflation. The reading today was 1% for the month, 8.6% year over year, and it does not look like inflation is cooling. Wages are not keeping up. Rates in the Fed appear to be behind the curve. Energy is making the situation worse. A recession may be unavoidable at this point in time. And so the investor and the consumer are feeling pretty pessimistic.
The numbers I'm looking at now on the Dow and the NASDAQ, 845 and minus 408, 845 down on the Dow. Is that the market also telling us they didn't think it would be that bad?
Yes, the market was hoping for something. They were looking for cooling on the inflation, and it didn't come out that way. So we're at least probably going to double bottom to where we were a couple of weeks ago in the market and possibly push even lower. We've got a target range on the S&P 500 of around 3,700. Currently at 40, pardon?
Keep going, sir.
Yeah, currently at 3,903, so not too far away from where we are at this point in time.
And then does the Fed do something about this as a result? Or, I mean, who does what next, the big picture?
So the Fed tells us they're really not watching the market. They're watching inflation. And right now it looks like the Fed's going to continue to move at a 0.5% each month. That would be June, July. They take August off, and then September. Jay Powell has indicated he doesn't want to do more than a 0.5%. But it's sounding like that's probably a mistake. He probably needs to stomp on the brake pedal a little bit harder and send the message. With being behind the curve, the market is looking for the Fed to do what it needs to do. And the market does not want to see the Fed, you know, work around the edges. They want to see the Fed go right at this thing head on straight and move inflation.
Wasn't a criticism of the Fed that they were behind the curve, that they should have raised interest rates before this happened, and now that it's happening right before our eyes, they still seem to be, even a half a point a month isn't timid, but I take your point that maybe now's the time to be more aggressive than you're comfortable with. You haven't been all along.
Yeah, and it appears that the Fed has lost control of inflation at this point in time. That's what the market seems to be saying, clearly behind the curve, been behind the curve for quite a while. We look for what's called the terminal rate. That's where their rate, the short-term rate, equals the inflation rate. Well, if we've got inflation running 8 to 9%, and they're right now sitting at 1%, there's a lot of movement that has to take place there, and going 0.5% a month is not going to be enough.
Yeah, but I don't suppose anybody wants to see them be that aggressive, right? I mean, I guess all you can do is what you need to do is just ride this thing, is what it sounds like now.
Yeah, the problem is the slower they go, the longer they're going to be drawing out the decline in the market. And it just perpetuates that inflation problem. So they really need to take care of it right away. Yes, it'll be painful. The market will drop on the news. But it might turn around pretty quickly because, again, the market would be seeing the Fed is serious about this. They're getting the inflation under control.
What you just said is based on them doing 0.5% a month for 3 months?
No, they need to do more than that. And the discussion right now seems to be should they be doing 0.75% this month or should it actually be a 0.5%? 0.5% would definitely send a message. I don't think they'll do that because that doesn't seem to be the way that Jay Powell wants to approach this.
So then we'll pause here, but then, John, tell us about people's investments, people who have recently retired a long time ago. They're looking at numbers that keep shrinking. I wonder what options they have or, well, you pick it up from there in a minute. It's 12:15 on WGN. Speaking of those markets, Bob, that's my bright side. Thank you, 312, for the message. We'll take any good news we can get today. As we visit with John Beaver on the Wintrust Business Lunch. John, talk to me a little bit about what people who are retired should be thinking about. What do you tell those folks today?
Yeah, well, the first thing is we remind them that investing is not easy. They know that. This has been a difficult year for investors. And these come along about once every 4 years. So the first thing is remind yourself, investing is difficult. This is one of those challenging years, one out of four. Second thing is to not let that turn you pessimistic and let the emotions take over, because then we'll be making poor decisions. So after that, the newer retirees need to remind themselves of their runway or their time frame. If you know your time frame, then you can portion your investments appropriately. So as a new retiree, how much of your portfolio do you need to draw on in the next 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Your money that you don't need 10 years down the road, that can remain invested in the market. The money that you need in the next 3 years should never be in the market. And then between those 3 and 10 years, you work with your advisor to come up with the right plan for that. So what we find is that sometimes when people enter retirement, they put too much money into safety because they don't want to take any losses at all. Well, the problem with that is that in an environment like this especially, your short-term conservative investments do not keep pace with inflation at all. Stocks are a good way to protect against inflation. So by understanding that time frame, you can build a portfolio appropriately and then look at a day like this and go, this is just fine. This is, you know, this is what's expected. In the market at this point in time, as measured by the S&P 500, is down almost 19%. We're very close to that 20% that marks a bear market. Bear markets also create buying opportunities. And if you have some of that money on the sidelines that, you know, you've moved your 7-year money into a conservative bucket, maybe with the market lower, you can move some of that money back into a growth bucket.
And that's not timing the market. It's just recognizing that it's down 19%, and if you got back to zero, you'd be up 19%.
Right. And the market could go down another 10% from here. We're not saying that this is the bottom.
I understand that, but I just humor me for a minute. Because everybody like you always says, well, never try and guess the bottom. That's a loser's bet. And I understand that. But I do know that I'm right. I'm not saying that 19% is as low as it's going to go. But I'm also saying that I believe it's going to get better than it is now. So if I waited a little longer and it went lower still, maybe I would have been even smarter. But I don't need to be that smart. I'll take getting into the market now, knowing that it is, even if it goes lower, it's still going to go higher than we are now, right?
That's correct. We're back to the levels, you know, back to the levels where we were at the beginning of last year is what we're starting to look at now. So, and again, we could go lower, which just creates a better buying opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then, but I wonder if some people who have recently retired or been retired for a while and having heard everything you said are still looking at a number that is 20, 30, 40% less than it was once upon a time. And they're thinking, I should have kept working, or I want to go back to work. I want to find income now to replace these paper losses. What do you say to people that feel that way?
Yeah, so if they've done their plan at the beginning, upon retirement, the right way, they can weather these storms by having the money on the sidelines that they need this year, next year, 3 years down the road, even 4 or 5 years down the road, so they don't have to go back to work. That's the key, is making sure that you've got that right mix, not based on your age, not based on some arbitrary 60-40 mix, but based on your particular needs for cash flow from your portfolio.
So where does that money go? Where, is it literally in the bank, just, you know, and watching inflation nibble away at it? Where does that money sit?
So very short term, it could go in the bank, money you need in the next 3 months. Some of it can be invested in short-term bonds. Right now, the Treasury I-bond is looking very attractive.
Yeah.
It pays interest based on inflation. Now, you can't put a lot of money in there. It's $10,000 per year per person. But for a married couple, that's $20,000 per year that they can put in there. And if they keep rolling that every 5 years, just keep putting money in every year, that can be their 1 to 5 year money, protected against inflation.
Boy, that's all we were talking about a few weeks ago when these numbers started to hit, and everybody was just transfixed by that number. Kind of forgot about it the last few weeks, but that's still not a bad idea, right?
Right. And the thing to remember is now the comparisons are going to get a little easier on inflation, right? We're comparing to higher numbers a year ago. So we should see this inflation rate start to moderate. And as inflation goes up, as interest rates go up, the economy will naturally go through a slowing process. This is very similar to World War II. So many things are similar to post-World War II. We've got supply chain disruptions. We're having to retool our factories. We've got disruptions in employment. And we've got a shortage of natural resources. And we had very volatile inflation the first 6, 7, 8 years post-World War II. We went up to 10%, down to negative 2, back up to 10, down to negative 1, and eventually settled in at about a 3% average for that 7, 8, 9 year period of time. And it could be that that's what we're looking at here.
Okay, John, I'm going to leave you with that. John Beaver, the financial advisor, Phase 3 Advisory Services. Click on phase3advisory.com. That's the number 3 in the middle, phase3advisory.com. It's good to hear your voice today, John. Thanks.
You're welcome.
1227 on WGN.